brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You thought you had 50 governors? Think again. You've got 10 regions. The police state isn't coming. It's already here. It's Ventura's summation that scared the system at the end. I'm going to throw it to Aaron Dykes, who's sitting in for me. I'll be back live here on the radio tomorrow, Friday, on air. But I hope that you get this presentation and my intro and the information that Aaron's about to break down out to everybody you know. Because since this aired a year ago, last November, so much of this, unfortunately, has now come true. The controlled bioweapons release that we know the globalists are preparing for can only be stopped if we are aware of this problem reaction solution system and expose it. There's nothing better for taking over society than a staged bioweapon attack. But the controllers have to make sure that all of their minions are going to follow orders and take over the states and local governments during the crisis. The only reason they haven't launched it yet is because Ventura, myself, and others are exposing it.
And so there you have it, Alex's comments, and we're waiting to see if he's going to be joining us in the broadcast. Either way, he is broadcasting live tomorrow, though remotely, and this has been great with Alex being able to be on the road with his family and still bringing you fresh news on a daily basis. We've also got the InfoWars Nightly News program coming up, and that's going to be an important one as well. We've got Rob Dew going to bring you information tonight, and he's covering everything from how TSA knew that body scanners could cause cancer, but they went ahead with it anyway, tried to cover up and obscure various studies, and now they're being banned in the EU as well. That's a good sign, but we know there's other tyranny they're moving forward with. We've also got coverage of the MF global money scandal. You've heard Gerald Celente on this program about how he was robbed of more than six figures. And we know it was hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that went missing. And now reports say that money may have went directly to J.P. Morgan, who had kind of a trustee status with the MF Global Bank. And Rob Dew is going to break down just a few of the scandals that J.P. Morgan executives have been in trouble for recently. But as Gerald Celente pointed out, when do you ever see the big wigs going down for this? You see a Bernie Madoff or somebody who's burned. He's certainly an important schemer, part of a larger Ponzi scheme, but he's just one of a whole grouping of them. Meanwhile, you have all this stuff happening with the Super Congress, the committee that may pass a resolution to give itself more time, that says it's split over how to break up the debt. The one side doesn't want to cut one part of the budget. The other side doesn't want to cut other parts of the budget. They want to keep the military budget intact and, well, we're going to see what's happened, but any way you slice it, it is an evil concentration of power. You never want that much power in that few hands, and that's what all this police stuff state is about. It's about giving the federal mechanisms the power to supersede local and state governments, to kind of coerce them and coax them and convince them that there's so much danger amongst the population, so many things they don't know that's going to happen, that they logically should hand over the power and authority to fight terrorism, unrest, and spy on political dissidents to Homeland Security and their sub-agencies, even at these protests, which overall, protesting is a very healthy thing. It's part of the democratic process. The problem is we have been more and more taken over by this authoritarian oligarchy and interlocking cartel system. You know who they are. They're these bankers. We always talk about the Bilderberg-type entities, much of the top corporations in this country. And surprisingly, they're all working together, even on science and research agendas and the rest of it. And that power is expressed in these bought out, heavily lobbied super congressmen. And we're going to get more into that. We also have InfoWars writer Patrick Henningsen bringing us updates on Occupy Wall Street. And who knows, Alex may also surface. Stay tuned for that. We'll take your calls to the Alex Jones Show. We're covering groundbreaking information. Let us know what you think. InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, Are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back in the third hour on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Again, Alex is going to be back live on the radio tomorrow. He's going to continue to bring you coverage even as he's spending some quality time with his family, which is extremely important, too. This is a very tough fight, a lot of dark news, as you know, a lot of bad things going on in the world, but we still have each other. And really taking it back to the family and local level is a big part of the solution, as I'm sure you've come to terms with, and we're going to cover a lot of news here. I also want to take your calls later in this segment and later in the second half of the hour when we're joined by Patrick Henningsen, and that call-in number is 1-800-259-9231. It's open phones, but at the same time, we've been covering all this geoengineering and chemtrails research. We've been covering the censored police state episode and all the things that have been happening in the police state, the reality that these FEMA camps exist, that they've been prepared to deal with whatever sector of the American population they can't control. They've expanded TSA procedures to groping and pat-downs and dangerous body scanners. Meanwhile, they've expanded to highway checkpoints, the Viper teams, the train and bus station, random checks, and all the rest of it. There's so much going on. While so much power has been taken at the executive and congressional levels. All these executive orders are a big part of the problem as well, and so are all these puppet candidates that were cycled through again and again each election cycle as though they're different people, as though they represent different ideas. They don't. Let's get over the hoax that our vote matters and that we have this democratic process. It's been hijacked, people. And so I want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Now, in a historical context, you have people out of Europe in the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and the Age of Reasons and the related movements going on over there. One of those important authors was Niccolò Machiavelli, and he's known for his Machiavellian cutthroat schemes, the kind of real politics analysis of things. And certainly he was a dangerous man, but he was also challenging authority at the time, the various families that ran things there and so forth. But he had a major contribution to Thomas Jefferson and the other founders who recognized the extreme need for these checks and balances, that you don't want a federal government to have total power because it will definitely become a tyranny. Man is a flawed creature, whatever you want to consider him, and you cannot trust any one man or any one group of men to carry out and execute the powers that exist on this earth. It's going to go bad. And with that in mind, people like Machiavelli realized there had to be a balance. He realized there was kind of a natural existence of the upper elite class, what later became the Senate, the elitist families, the people with money, the nobility, the wealthy and semi-wealthy, that they were their own power node semi-naturally. You've also got the actual power of the state, which itself tends to become tyrannical. And then you have the plebiscites, the lower classes. And this middle class thing in the United States, that's new, as is the Constitution. And yet it's eroding away just as quickly as the Constitution, and in particular the Bill of Rights protections. Point being, you got Machiavelli really arguing for this counterbalance of powers, trying to diffuse that power, just as people like Thomas Jefferson wanted to bind down that power with the Constitution. Now, if it sounds like I'm repeating myself, I'm just trying to get the point across that things like the Super Congress are a tyranny outright. Things like the Council of Governors and things like the rural councils that have Department of Defense and Homeland Security components overseeing local jurisdictions is a tyranny. You'd never want to give those people that much power, even if their made-up pretexts were true, even if there was terrorism going on everywhere and little hidden people behind every seemingly normal group. What they really want to do is control the population, and they're going to give us any reason they need for it. And just part of that super committee thing is Mike Adams' article today about the illegal super committee now pushing a secret farm bill that will cost billions. So bottom line, this highly concentrated power of 12 members of Congress with the president with the 13th and veto vote really is shaping laws and pushing through things for the typical agendas that they represent, because they're all bought out by lobbyists. And that includes the mega monopoly farms, the subsidies for all the wrong products that are harming us. And Mike Adams' article is up there. You've also got, just to remind you, people like Mario Monti, an absolute Bilderberg steering member, Bilderberg group insider, head of the European branch of the Trilateral Commission, and other such notoriety, totally working with the bankers. He is a banker stooge candidate. He's now in charge of Italy. Greece is going the same way from one banker stooge to another. It's a banker takeover on the predicated pretext of this European banking crisis. And that's really what we're seeing. You've also got stuff like Congress, less popular than communism, BP during the oil spill, Nixon during Watergate, or King George III during the American Revolution. And it goes on to highlight how Congress has an October 2011 approval rating of about 9%. Even King George during the American Revolution had about 15 to 20% support among the loyalists. So if that doesn't say something about the revolutionary state of affairs we're in, I don't know what is. Also, Kurt Nemo's article, Herman Cain, courts war criminal globalist Henry Kissinger. And Herman Cain's been photographed meeting with Kissinger multiple times and even asked him to be his Secretary of State if he gets the nomination in the presidency. Kissinger apparently turned it down, but How much does that say about the Federal Reserve stooge working hand in hand with the Rockefeller's top lieutenant, with the total Bilderberg insider, total establishment agenda for the takeover of this country, Henry Kissinger? And I don't know if you remember, it was in either the first or second GOP debates. Herman Cain was asked about foreign policy. Would he bring home the troops? Would he end the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan? Would he curb the other conflicts going on? And now 10 or more countries, I believe it adds up to. Herman Cain said, I don't know what I would do. I would defer to my advisors. And who are his advisors? The same Council on Foreign Relations goons who've helped take over this country. What else do you expect from a Federal Reserve stooge? Of course, all these candidates are bad, except for Ron Paul, who's getting the snub, as you know. But it's just another thing to watch, and so telling when Rockefeller and Kissinger show up in the cabinets and advisorships of these candidates. Just disgusting. And all the stuff going on with MF Global Money. I want to hear your take. Do we have any callers now? I don't know if the guys in the booth are ready with any callers, but that number is 1-800-259-9231 if anyone wants to weigh in. Now, also on the global front, on the war front, on the geopolitical front, you have a U.S. plot to wage Syria war revealed. That is out of Press TV, so keep in mind that's from The Spear, but still things are going on there. Okay, we do have a caller, Chip in New Mexico. Yeah, and I just also wanted to point out that a top Russian general says there's a growing risk of nuclear war, and you also have other foreign policy news as well. I'll have to find that in the stack. Chip in New Mexico, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm currently trying to help the Reese family in New Mexico. They owned a gun store over in Deming, New Mexico. They came in and raided them, arrested the wife, him, his wife, and his two kids, and they're being held behind bars without bail. I am friends with the family. His mother, I talked to her today, and things are going fairly well, but it's a slow process. They're even resisting letting them have private attorneys. They're trying to fight that off. The district, the prosecuting attorney is. They want them to use state attorneys. And I just want to let people know that the Constitution's gone. If we lose the Second Amendment, it's gone. It's history. And we have to do something. If you would like to interview this family, I also can give you the phone number for this family, the mother, and she will set you up with the attorneys.
Right, Chip. Why don't you give the number to the people behind the scenes, but tell us something specifically about what's going on. I know generally these family courts are really charged with breaking up the family and ruining families. But what exactly happened in this case?
Well, they went to the gun store and just literally raided it. They confiscated all their assets. They took all the guns out. They confiscated his bank account. And his mother is when she was younger, she was a civil attorney. And so consequently, she knew a little bit about the law, which did help, but she wasn't a criminal. Since then, they've just refused to let any of them out on bail. They say they're a flight risk, which they're not. These are good people. If I was going to have somebody stop along the highway and help me, I'd want these people to be there for me.
Yeah.
They're just great people, and they really need to get the word out about what's happening here. This has happened in other places recently also. And what I'm trying to do is get people behind this so that it'll move in the right direction. These people need to be free. They're no danger to society in any way. They're good people, and they're abide by the law.
Well, Chip, we know they are definitely targeting the Second Amendment. I'm going to put you in contact with the producers. We'll try to find out more if we can. Let's find out what Russell in Colorado is bringing.
Howdy. How you doing today? I was just calling up to say that I intend to go down after work tomorrow and protest down at Denver International Airport. I think airports are a great place for a protest. What they did to Jesse Ventura wasn't right. People need to get wise that unlawful search and seizure is unconstitutional.
I agree. I think that's a great idea to protest airports. They're just going to grab more and more power. It's disgusting. Anything else you want to add, Russell, or should we bring someone up on the other side?
I is a cool video people can watch online if they visit thecyberpunkfilm.com.
All right, thanks, Russell. We'll be back on the other side. Patrick Henningsen ahead. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com. Don't forget, tell us what you think about the censored information and the geoengineering. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're back. back at InfoWars.com on the Alex Jones Show. I'm still Aaron Dyke sitting in. We're smack in the middle of the third hour, and we've covered all manner of hidden information today, from the secret geoengineering program, which Alex and I helped to expose recently on the InfoWars Nightly News, to Jesse Ventura's censored police state episode, and all the things he's been trying to do with his TSA lawsuit. He's really been a fighter. I know all you listeners out there are fighters, too. So tell us how you see the fight going. What do you think will happen, particularly as people do begin to lash out, but not always in the most sophisticated ways? We've seen mass protests, but how do we focus people's attention on the true parasite class in a way that understands what they really are, that it's a crony capitalism of government plus Wall Street? It's not just Wall Street. It's not just government. It's the powers we've let them take from us. So with that in mind, let's hit another caller. Matt in Nebraska, hit us.
Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
Well, doing the broadcast now, so what's on your mind?
Hey, the FEMA camps, they just got one opened in Council Bluffs, Iowa. It's called a disaster recovery center.
Well, we know they can convert just about any kind of military or open grounds into a FEMA camp, and there's more than 800 locations, I think, that have been identified.
Yeah, but they just opened this one 2 weeks ago after the flood of Missouri, but I don't know why it took so long for them to do it. But I'm just saying that they're out there. People don't want to realize that they're out there. So, and then the gunshot detectors, Omaha got one up, and the gunshot detectors don't work because they just had a shooting in North Omaha. And they didn't close down the school. They didn't lock down the school like they usually do. So, I mean, the gunshot detectors are worthless, and all they're doing is spying on you.
Yeah, and in places like Denver, they do these terror drills where they freak out these children and plan for a massive shooter spree, and then they put out these Homeland Security-funded videos where they say, don't even trust your neighbor, don't even trust your best friend. So are you saying after the floods, are they selling this FEMA camp on the pretext of having a place to take people in natural disaster type emergencies?
Instead of camping out in state parks like most of them have been doing, they've been staying in their mobile homes, and now they want them to come down to the FEMA Disaster Recovery Center.
It's incredible. So, you saw the congressman in the Ventura episode try to say that's what these established FEMA camp centers are for, but we also know it's for economic unrest, internal revolutions, anything they consider to be out of control populations.
And some of these state parks down here are open all year round, and, I mean, as long as they're paying for it, but now the state parks are trying to kick them out and trying to get them down to the disaster recovery centers, which I don't think is right either. So you guys should look into that one, too.
Okay. Tell me one more time where the location is.
It's in Council Bluffs, Iowa. If you go to KETV.com, I know they got a story link up there. It's around a lake. Up in the lake area, so there's water, and then there's right next to the airport, too, the train tracks. So,
all right, we'll try to check it out. Thank you, Matt. Let's go now to Noel in Illinois. Welcome.
Hey, Aaron, what's going on? Quickly, it's funny. I was at a friend's house last night watching sci-fi, and they showed a preview of an upcoming sci-fi film called Storm War, on November 26th, talking about weather modification. A mad scientist goes loose and conducts weather modification and massive storms all over the country. So that's another indication that they're, you know, showing the public or kind of admitting that this is what they're kind of doing to us. And I've been watching weather radar for the last couple of weeks, or even months for that matter. There's a program called IntelliCast, which is run by the Weather Channel. And if you look at IntelliCast, you know, late into the evening, you'll see high-frequency beams being shot up into the atmosphere. Some use the terminology harp rings on YouTube. There's a YouTube user named Dutch Sense who covers this a lot. And you'll see about maybe, you know, you'll see bullseye rings into the atmosphere on the radar, manipulating like a precipitation. But a day, 2 days, maybe even 3 days later, 24 to 72 hours is the usual time frame, you'll see storms hit that exact location of where you saw the frequency map. Do you understand where I'm going with this, Aaron?
Yeah, I do see where you're going, and I know that technology is real. I know they're using it in whatever capacity. What I find hard is to nail down the exact when they used it. Yes, this event may have been caused by that type of technology, or no, maybe we need to rule that out. That's somewhere we need to do more research on, try to get it together, but we know they're out of control. They've got to be criminally insane, what they're doing to our Earth, atmosphere, and the rest of it. Stay tuned, Infowars.com, Patrick Henningsen coming up, and more of your phone calls. Alex Jones will be back tomorrow.
We're Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The globalists have made. They have well-made laid plans, and they plan to carry them out. Exactly how that will go, we will see. Part of that has been manifest in the Tea Party and the counter Occupy Wall Street movements, which are largely steam valves for a mass awakening, for a mass unrest energy they know is coming, largely because of the economic breakdown and the unhappiness with Washington in general, politics in general, worldwide, and all the lies and corruption people know about but don't know quite which way to steer into. So they have left and right alternative steam valves in place to try to suck that energy and ultimately, if possible, steer it back into the very useful left-right paradigm, which they operate under the Hegelian dialectic. Now, where that does not succeed, that's why they have other plans, such as being able to round us up and preparations for riot control and the rest of it, other excuses to keep people in check, all the surveillance technology. Now they have things like these smart street lamps, which are going to coordinate with federally issued emergency messages as well as just ordinary surveillance at random. All this stuff is going on, and for commentary on it, we are joined by Patrick Henningsen. He's an InfoWars.com writer. He's also the managing editor of 21stCenturyWire.com, and he's written for all kinds of publications, including his most recent article in the London Guardian regarding Occupy and how the movement ends up doing the bidding of the global elite. Patrick, are you there?
Yeah, good to be with you, Aaron.
Yeah, good to have you back, Patrick. Thanks for joining us. So obviously there's a lot going on with the Occupy Wall Street movement. They've been kicked out of numerous locations. They've recircled the wagons, and they're back in force. We hope it's not headed towards a conflict, and we hope they're not going to play into the globalist designs. I know you've been down there in London near that protest where police are also planning to evacuate people. Tell us what is the latest.
Yeah, I'm down here right now. I'm at the St. Paul's Cathedral site, which was originally occupied London Stock Exchange. It's now occupied City of London. And I'm down here on the site. The police served the legal notice at 6 p.m., gave them till 6 p.m., and then they're going to start legal proceedings. So there's not going to be any batons, and the City of London police aren't going to come out in their S&M black leather riot gear and turf everybody off like they did in New York 2 days ago. So that's good news for them. So there's going to be a protracted legal battle with the Corporation of London, which is not London as in Mayor Boris Johnson. This is the corporation, the City of London, which dates back to 1067. That's who they're in a legal battle against. And I think it'll be protracted out for about another month and a half. Actually, the Occupy crew here are quite heady. They've got an excellent legal team on board, so they're well prepared for this in advance. They're quite knowledgeable about things. Some of the organizers have told me that they go to Infowars.com for their news, which I found quite interesting and was really encouraging. So that's how they got in touch with me, is because of Infowars.com. So again, hats off to you guys for, you know, putting the word out for the last few years. It's definitely penetrating the psyche, and we are winning in the information war.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's always been a diverse group, and we know many people are aware of issues like the Federal Reserve. Obviously, if they're targeting the City of London, they're on to the right enemy. I mean, is this become the parasite class versus the plebiscite class, or which direction do you think this is heading?
It's hard to say. You know, the biggest problem that these movements have, and certainly I can say this for Occupy Wall Street, and they're facing the same issues here in London, is they're having trouble focusing, okay? And a lot of times, you know, the climate crew, what I call the climate crazies, they've entered the fray quite early and mapped out their pitch and so forth, wanting a seat at this table. But putting the climate crazies aside, the focus is a big issue. And, you know, I did highlight to some of the people down here. I've spoken to quite a few people today and had some really good conversations. But look, you know, in America, you had the bank transfer day on November 8th. This is a woman, I believe she's in Los Angeles. She started a Facebook page a few months ago. She said November 8th is bank transfer day. And on November 8th, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, from what I can gather, were transferred out of major establishment mega banks, global casino racetrack institutions, and into local credit unions, okay? So in that one focused issue, I think this one girl who started off with a Facebook page managed to make a bigger material impact on the scene than the whole of the Occupy Wall Street might have done or might do by the time it's all said and done. And there's a couple of the other issue is they're debating whether to have a global Occupy movement. And some of the people asked me what I thought about that. And I said, I personally am against anything that's got global on the front of it. Because when you start a global organization, when you make a global, organization offices in New York or London or whatever, you're begging to interface with another global organization, which will be a global government. And I believe that the whole, to go global with the Occupy movement, I believe is a little bit of a trap, and it's really, it's the elite, it's the establishment, and whatever you want to call it, they're luring you into the global paradigm. Okay, now if you look at global government, you look at the UN, you look at global corporations, you look at global anything, they don't do very well serving the interests of their individual constituents. Global corporations surely don't. The UN has two sets of rules, one for the U.S., Britain, Israel, and one for the rest of them. And we saw that in Libya. So if anyone wants any indication as to how just and how fair global government will be, take a look at what happened in Libya. Look at what the U.N. did. They had a 1973 completely ridiculous resolution of a no-fly zone, and quickly the powers that be, being the U.K., Britain, France, and Israel, and these sort of countries, spun that into a bombing campaign, and they turned the whole country to dust, basically. And now they're carving it up, privatizing it, selling all the assets off the cheap. Greece has got the same issue with the European Union. The European Union is like a baby version of what a global government might look like. Everybody on one currency, a global currency in the future, and everybody is basically stuck in this paradigm, and it's ruled by technocrats. So if anyone is a fan of anything global, have a look at what's going on in Europe right now, and they'll have a very clear indication as to what they can expect from a global organization.
Well, of all the things you said, I mean, it's obviously the global trap is the biggest thing with this whole movement. You've got this larger economic crisis going on, and we can point to where the globalists fanned those flames, prepared themselves, popped the housing bubble when the timing was right, and really rode the wave of all their decades of financial abuse, looting, fraudulent transactions, and the rest of it. Then, from the problem-reaction-solution model, you've got the reaction through the Occupy Wall Street and the related groups, and there are the tentacles, too, of all these global organizations who are not only part of the problem, but who are poised to offer these global solutions, including new banks of the world, new currency situations, and the rest of it, Patrick.
Yeah, the global Tobin tax, or as it's popularly called right now, the Robin Hood tax. There's a big split right now in the Occupy London debate between all the sort of people at the round table there about this Robin Hood tax. And I can really say, I can put my hand, you know, my right hand on the Bible and say, I truly believe, and I know that any global Tobin tax or any Robin Hood tax is basically going to turn into a slush fund, which is going to be used, or the bankers will tell you, we need this to recapitalize banks who are in trouble. So the Robin Hood tax will turn into a bailout, sort of bailout funds. And also there'll be a lot of money that will be needed to run a bureaucracy to administrate a Robin Hood or a Tobin tax. Because if you think that hundreds of thousands of trades are being done per hour by computer algorithms and automatic buys and sells, ups and downs, the amount of administration that's going to be needed to administrate such a tax is going to be massive. It's going to create jobs for certain people, obviously, the people who are into bureaucracies and into being part of technocracy. Lots of jobs for them. And then any money left over will be in the slush fund, which will be for the banks. This exact plan came out at the Copenhagen conference in 2009 to create a global slush fund by a carbon tax. That money was going to be handled by the World Bank. It's the exact same thing. That is your Robin Hood tax. If anybody has any questions as to whether that will or won't happen, take a look at the amount of bailouts that have happened since 2008 in the United States and in Europe, including to this day, and they should have no illusions whatsoever as to what's going to happen with such a slush fund. So, and you know, these are people arguing about a Robin Hood tax here, who basically a lot of them are unemployed or they're right on the poverty, the modern developed world poverty level, and they're arguing about, oh, maybe we should have a Robin Hood tax. Instead of anybody at these Occupy movements, and I've yet to hear anybody say, why don't we cut spending? Why does Britain need to upgrade its Trident nuclear submarine missile program? That's going to cost billions. Why does the U.S., why did Obama pass a bill for $200 billion to upgrade the United States nuclear we can cut spending. Ron Paul will tell you he can balance the budget by bringing home the troops and closing 300-odd military bases that the U.S. has overseas. So obviously we can balance the budget. So if you're going to talk about solutions, and this is something that the Occupy movement have to start doing, is solutions. Bank transfer day. Cut spending. Start with the simple stuff and then work your way up.
Well, I agree with what you say there, Patrick. Let's bring some callers into the picture here. We've got Scott in Vermont, I believe, has been holding the longest. Are you there, Scott?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the program.
Oh sorry. Is it Aaron?
This is Aaron here, and we've got Patrick in.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I want to bring up the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, Gerald Celente was on with Alex yesterday and brought up how the Goldman Sachs is behind every Treasury head since the guy under Clinton, Rubin, and Mr. Paulson under Bush, and now Mr. Geithner and all. And there also happen to be Council on Foreign Relations members. They're all CFR members in all the key positions, including Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton technically is not, but she might as well be a CFR member, same with Mr. Obama. But I also noticed that they kind of have us coming, you know, we know they want a one-world government. I brought this up with Peter Galbraith, who's a state senator here in Vermont. And he tried to tell me, oh, it's just a boring talk group. I brought up that the fact that his own father, the famous John Kenneth Galbraith, economist under and diplomat under FDR and Kennedy, he quit the CFR in disgust at the undue influence of it. And I said that no, they do want a one-world government. He said that you show me proof of that, and I'll renounce them publicly. So, Aaron, maybe if you in your writings, maybe you can put together some all the evidence that not only CFR top members have talked about a one-world government and destroying our sovereignty and our constitution to get their goal, but the evidence that the CFR they as a body they mm-hmm. try not to say that, you know, we're for one-world government and all that, but they basically are.
Maybe and they openly are in their founding, but they've trained us to lay over and just assume nothing's going on there while simultaneously accepting all their recommendations and their sub-panels. This whole host of issues, I mean, they just rule us intellectually because they're all part of that organized fellow travelers crowd. And, yeah, they're steering this whole thing. It's part of the larger system that we always talk about. Patrick, your comments.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to prove it, and I appreciate what your caller is saying. Actually, the proof is already out there. The proof is out there. You just type in global governance into Google, and you'll get 100 or 200 pages with lots of articles. You'll get CFR policy papers. You'll get lots of think tanks in Washington who have tabled all these things. There's seminars going on right now all around the United States and all around the world with delegates coming from all different countries. And, you know, the climate conference is a perfect example. At the climate, the whole climate conference, the UN, Copenhagen and Mexico City and all these conferences are basically, they're laying out the template right in front of you, right in front of your eyes. They're laying out the template for global government. So, and they've used the climate issue or the global warming, the apocalypse of global warming, they've used this as the pretext to say, we need a global government. This is not something that individual countries can be trusted to take care of. But as far as national sovereignty goes, every country in Europe should really know by now that if you give up the ability to at least print your own currency and to be in charge of your own money, you have no sovereignty whatsoever. Greece has no sovereignty. Mm-hmm. Greece is ruled by Brussels and the European Central Bank. And Portugal is ruled by Brussels. Ireland is ruled by Brussels. The only country that has not opted into the single currency was the UK. And that is not by mistake. And they like to spin that in the media is that, oh, Britain's just been on the fence forever. And Britain never intended to go into the single currency because the city of London and the banks, the banks that are here in the financial district are the ones who are profiting off the misery of all these other smaller countries. They have taken all these junk bonds in. They've been AAA rated and are insured by credit default swaps and things like this. And they've basically taken the bait. They have no sovereignty. So, and likewise in the United States was founded on a union of 50 states, and the federal government was there like a housing association, a sort of organization. It was there to make sure all the tenants or all the 50 states were happy, and to regulate interstate disputes and so forth, and also to regulate trade in and out of the United States. So America's last vestige of sovereignty lies in each 50 states' ability to be sovereign states. And we've seen the trend of the federal government basically taking all that away, and with that goes the Constitution. So sovereignty is a big issue, and it's happening right in front of us. It's not rocket science. It's quite simple.
Right. And I agree, Patrick, and just to reiterate what you're saying, just on the geoengineering issue, the CFR has steered that whole debate. They won't regulate the testing of this geoengineering stuff. Instead, they want a new global mechanism to regulate it. And here we have the CFR quote saying the goal should be to redefine sovereignty for the era of globalization, to find a balance between a world of fully sovereign states and an international system of either world government or anarchy. And that says quite a lot right there. We're coming up on a break. We're going to take more calls. Henningsen will be with us. Let's jam in real quick. Brian in Alaska.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just about to send you guys an email to show tips at InfoWars. It's called "The Sports Facilities Are the Detention / Relocation Camp." Sorry, I'm a little nervous here.
It's true. I saw it in Denver. Stay on the other side. We'll get more of your comments. We're coming up on a break. This police state is happening, and all the experimentation behind the scenes, what are they really up to? We have been taken over by this national security world government state. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com. If we don't fight back, who's going to?
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Don't worry.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. Aaron Mike sitting in, and here we are in the last segment, and there is breaking news. I'm going to go back to the caller. He brought up an important point about how the sports stadiums are the holding facilities for the FEMA relocation centers. I witnessed that personally when we investigated in Denver, but I think I'm going to have to do the first ever few minutes of overdrive here because Gerald Celente has sent us breaking information on the CMA's executive chairman, who's issued a statement regarding how no customer has ever lost a penny as a result of a member defaulting in the CME group. Of course, we know there was money lost with the MF Global entity. It says, since we are the guarantor of every transaction that happens in our markets, we have to guarantee the performance of each and every one of these contracts. Celente comments, here's the deal. Not only have customers lost money, they've lost their futures positions as well. And more importantly, CMA did not honor its guarantee. There's a video. We're going to play it in overdrive. We'll take Henningsen's comments as well, if he could stick with us. But it is important to point out that we're going to cover this on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Rob Dew's going to cover it. Kurt Nemo has written an article. It's up at InfoWars.com. Celente, CMA did not guarantee oversight MMF global scandal. So we're going to get into that a little into overdrive, and especially tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. You don't want to miss it. I forgot the name of the caller, but let's go back to him, please. Was it Noah?
Ryan?
Oh, Brian, I'm sorry.
I was saying that the sports facilities are the relocation camps, and I urge everyone to go on Google Earth or Google Maps and look up their local sports complex and see how close it is to a National Guard outpost and also prisons. Up here, the prison is about a one-minute drive, and the National Guard complex is connected to it, and it's actually an armory. And the way, if you look at it, it looks like a prison camp. But I know they'll sell it as a disaster type of thing because our governor was telling us to get ready for civil unrest and stuff like that. Sorry, I'm nervous. I just really hope you guys do like a full expose on this. I'm about to send you a whole bunch of stuff, but I know you guys have more. And, you can speak on this a lot better than
I can. I'm nervous, too, about what's happening in this country. I can speak to this firsthand because I covered Operation Mountain Guardian in Denver, where they simulated a terrorist attack on a mall. They simulated a school shooting. And all that was sort of like semi-open to the press and the public. But what was secret in the drill was that they were drilling, taking these students to the sports stadium in Denver there at the Mile High Stadium, which has been kind of renamed and re-co-opted. And they're real secretive and weird about how they were doing drills about role-playing parents picking up role-playing children from there. And they really didn't want us to get into it. But we spoke with a member of the police department and some Homeland Security people who admitted that was the goal, to get the children there and reunite them with the parents at the sports stadium in any kind of disaster, whether it's a drill or a real one. An incredible call. Please send us that information, Brian. We only have a moment left, but we are going to go into overdrive and cover the breaking information on MF Global and what Gerald Celente has brought to the table. Your closing comments, Henningsen.
As far as MF Global goes, whenever there's a crisis, something going on in the news, if it hits me personally, or if it hits a friend of mine who I know personally, then I know that this must be endemic. It must be widespread. I sat down with a good friend of mine in London yesterday, and he told me he lost $150,000 from MF Global. And basically, what happened with MF Global, I posted a New York Times story which hinted to this on the site tonight. They wiped out all the small to medium investors. These are all the retirement
plans. Okay, Patrick, please hold your thoughts. I hope you could stay with us 5 minutes into overdrive. You'll hear us there on the InfoWars streams, but retransmission now with censored information. They don't want you to know. InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Alex Jones back tomorrow. Let's fight this thing together. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.